So dictation for Debbie Simpson, Deborah Simpson, D-E-B-O-R-A-H-S-I-M-P-S-O-N. Date of birth is 6-2-1983. Date of accident is 12-24-2022. Date of service 8-9-2023. The patient was last seen on 5-25-2023 and missed two appointments. She reports that she was out of town on a sports vacation for her son the entire month of June and July, and she could not make it. Anyway, she reports at this time that her knee pain is completely gone. Lower back pain and neck pain are only 4 on a scale of 1 to 10, and they are not bothering her too much. She is able to continue her regular job, and these pains are not radiating to the upper extremity or lower extremities. There is no involvement of the fingers or the toes. No other issues are reported other than that the pain is now minimal, and the ADLs are also not affected more than 4 on a scale of 1 to 10. And please review the record for the ADLs for system review, additional history, substance abuse, compliance history. In the physical examination, the blood pressure is 142 over 80, pulse is 86, and pulse ox is 100. And the rest of the exam is no different than the previous exam, which is 5-25-2023, dictation number 0526-052. Please mention that the right knee examination and the left knee examination is completely normal at this time. The extremities examination is completely normal, including shoulder, elbow, hands, hip and knee, and ankle and feet. Patient is able to walk reasonably well, and there are no muscle spasm anywhere. The range of motion of the cervical spine is completely normal at forward flexion of 50, extension 60, bilateral side flexion 45, bilateral rotation 80, and lumbar spine range of motions are also completely normal at forward flexion 60, extension 25, bilateral side flexion 30, bilateral rotation is 35. All the maneuvers to identify and reproduce the pain are completely normal. Sacroiliac joint is not in center, and all of the maneuvers are negative. Please mention them from the template. Extremities examination is completely normal. Diagnosis remains the same. Plan of care is to continue Ultram for PRN basis, 50 milligram, along with naproxen, Elavil, and Flexeril, and Prilosec. The patient can continue physical therapy once a week. Two times a week, focusing on the neck and the lower back. Patient has been advised about yoga, stretching of the spine, cervical spine stretching, and other exercises. Gym has been discussed with her, and the patient agrees. Thank you. Chiropractic role also has been discussed with the patient.